The law of attraction.
The law of attraction.
The law of attraction.
Law of attraction.
The law of attraction.
Now, water is the most receptive of the four elements. This first picture is a picture of water from the Fujiwara Dam. And this picture is the same water after receiving a blessing from a Zen Buddhist monk. Mr. Emoto speaks of the thought or intent being the driving force in all of this. The science of how that actually affects the molecules is unknown, except to the water molecules, of course. And it's really fascinating when you keep in mind that 90% of our bodies are water.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? If thoughts can do that to water, imagine what our thoughts can do to us.
I'm not special. I'm really not special. I'm you. You see, I was asleep, and now I'm awake. You are still asleep. That's the only difference. That's the only difference. My job is not to teach you. My job is to awaken. And the methods I use are many and mysterious. But it might appear that I'm trying to teach you, but really, I'm awakening. Because the fact that you're watching the show means you're ready. You're not watching this show by accident. You're ready.
Whatever you say out loud happens. So I think it would be manifestation. And it isn't just for me, but for other people in my life. Sometimes I'll manifest things for my friends and they go, "That's, you said this and it happened and it's very powerful and I'm scared of you." What would you like? $5 million? I manifest that for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Once you stop making decisions based on the person you are right now and start making decisions based on who you want to be, you will start to see everything start coming to you very, very fast. That is the simple definition of law of attraction, and it works completely. If you want to be rich, if you want to be any sort of successful or great in life, you have to start mastering the art of attraction. You have to start living, doing, breathing, walking, talking exactly like your future successful self would. You 5 years down the line, you think about it every day. You as a millionaire, you who has that car, who has that house. How does he walk? How does he talk? How does he spend money? How does he make decisions? When you know that and start acting like it right now, you will slowly start to attract that version because you're acting like him and you're inside of him. Things will start to change in your life like this. I literally can't even explain it. You guys just have to do it. Use the law of attraction to your advantage and things will start forming in front of your eyes that you never even thought of.
It's the law of the universe called the law of abundance, the law of attraction. You can have anything you want once you know what it is. One of the main lessons you come to Earth to learn is how to manipulate energy. Everything is energy. And you come to Earth to learn how to manipulate that, to be a master manifester. First, you have to know what you want. And a lot of people say, "Well, I need this. I want this." Those are the wrong words. In creating your reality, if you say, "I need, I want," well, see, you're creating a lack and you're putting it off, but "I want it." No, the wording is, "I have it," and you've got to believe it. Because if you can see it in your mind as already done, already happened, it must occur. That's a law of the universe.
I dream endlessly about tomorrow. I was so incredibly delusional about how famous I was and was going to be. I always believed so deeply in my heart and my gift to make music and to perform, and that I was a star.
You have to say out loud exactly what you want. Have faith in the universe. Have faith in the force. Have faith that the power, that the universal laws work. You want to manifest something in your life. You want to change energy and manipulate energy and control energy and material matter. The first two things here is anger, negative emotion. You have to have negative emotion because it contracts the energy. Next, you have to know exactly what you want and you must say it out loud.
I had a teacher in the second grade came in, this Irish woman, who said, "You know, whenever I want something, I pray to the Virgin Mary and ask her for it, and I say I'll do something in return and I get whatever I want." Like that, I'm sitting at the back of the class going, "Good deal." I went home, I said a prayer, I asked for a bike. My father couldn't afford a bike, all my friends had bikes. I asked for that, said I'd say the rosary every night. 2 weeks later, I walk into my apartment. It was a brand new Mustang bike, banana seat, big handlebars. 2 weeks later, I won in a raffle that I didn't hit. And it was a friend of mine who walked into a store and put my name down. I've been operating my life like that ever since. And Hollywood was the same thing. It was a creation of my mind to begin with. But then what you do is you put it out there like it already exists. You feel it as if it already exists. And then when the doors open up, you walk through them.
The law of attraction. The law of attraction is exactly what's going to make you rich. The law of attraction is exactly what's going to get you to where you need to be. What is the law of attraction? What is it? It is simply having a belief and attracting that belief towards you. For example, if you believe that God is capable of making you rich and successful and guiding you to your goal, then you will be guided to your goal. But if you believe that God hates you and you don't, and you think that he doesn't want you to get to where you want to be, then your life is going to be miserable, right? How you perceive God is exactly how he's going to treat you. How you perceive life is exactly how it's going to treat you, right? If you believe that you're going to have a bad day, then you're going to have a bad day. So you having these curses and these bad days, you have to turn that negative into a positive. You have to look at every curse as a blessing. Stop looking at things at a negative perspective. Look at it at a positive perspective. Look at every curse as a blessing. Be grateful for God, and I promise you, that goal of you becoming a millionaire, you're going to get it.
Believing. It changes how you broadcast a frequency and changes your field so that you actually become an attractor field. The whole you becomes an attractor field. And every single successful person says that. Luck. They were at the right place at the right time, or they met the right person through a series of serendipitous events, coincidences, things that were turned out to be lucky coincidences. That's why they're successful. When you're presented with something, when you are at the right place at the right time, expand your vision, see the potential, and then take massive and immediate action. This creates what's called a momentum cycle. When you have an increase in confidence, that's how you can then create the attractive field around you, which is effectively how you create luck. The science has proven when you're in this state, you can change outcomes and change them in your favor. And you start becoming lucky. But unless you have vision, and unless you take massive and immediate action, nothing will produce.
My subconscious, I'm always speak with the ball. I'm always say, do it the right trajectory, go to the net. You have to feed the good thoughts. I'm always have that positive mind.
You can dream everything you want in a life. So if you believe, why not? Why are you not gonna achieve?
I learned one of the most valuable lessons of my life, and I have to share with you. And that lesson is this. In your life, in any given moment, the strongest dream in that moment wins that moment. I am a very powerful dreamer. I dreamed tonight, this very night, as a 14-year-old boy, and I am living it as a 50-year-old man.
The heart can literally attract money. Yes. Your soul can literally attract money. You are a representation of God. There is no separation between you and the universe and you and God. And there is nothing limiting you other than your own thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So you want more money? I'll tell you how to get it. Go into the past and heal the story that you have about money that caused you to fear money or say that money was scarce or whatever the case may be. You're going to discover that money is literally you. It's just an energetic, real world, tangible representation of you.
I really believe law of attraction only works not by what you write down or what you say out loud. I think it's law of attraction is based on conviction, inner conviction. And if your inner conviction is clear that you actually, Lewis actually inside, believes he will have the best-selling book next year. For example, you truly think, no, my book, I wrote it so well, it has a definite chance for it. Then you have a chance. But if you're like, it's not that good. Well, you say it's good to everybody, but internally, and the same goes to how we look, and the same goes to how we feel about our brain, our self-esteem, and what we think we're worth. So if you look at your relationship with money, and you truly think, I'm talented, I'm working hard, and I'm pretty sure I can one day have a vehicle like a private jet. I think I can have a private jet, or I think I can have $1 million, or. You truly believe it. I do think if you then you add that with the work, it will equal manifestation.
I got out of my predicament because I didn't live in my current reality. Had I lived in my current reality, I would still be in my reality that was constructed for me. So I had to live in this realm that was dreamt of, and my whole premise was to manifest that dream with strategy. So I had to I had to live as if it was real. I had to live like I already moved my mom out the project. I had to live like this gang doesn't want me. I'm no use for this gang. Why even get initiated and be?
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And live that gang life. Let me just keep wearing these suits because these suits that my mom made me are my attire for the world that I'm going to be living in. What it was, but when I was 13, I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy you a house. How old was I when I bought my mom a house? A little off. I was 26. I wanted to do it, but I still did it.
I'll tell you one of the easiest things to change your results in your life, and it's your frequency. But all that means is a better mood. So if you're in a crap mood, things aren't gonna go very well. If you're angry or disappointed, stop it. Leave it. Don't carry it around with you because you're just bringing it out and you're just, it's going everywhere and you're just gonna get things that match it. The law of attraction says your vibration, your frequency is just attracting the same frequency. So all you gotta do is feel better. That's it. Just be excited. Feel better, be a bit happy, or just let it go. Even just letting it go is better than being angry, and your day will go better. Just be most relaxed you can and be excited about life. This stuff in the sky annoys me sometimes, but you just got to do the best you can with what you got. Try and feel good and you'll attract good. That's all it is. And if you don't believe me, all you got to do is, if you're angry with something, go out and see how good things go. They don't go very good. But if you're on a roll, it's because you feel great and you just get on this roll. Just keep it going. Just keep it going. Be on a roll. It feels amazing.
You have to have a plan. You have to have direction. And your brain starts to turn off all these blinders and becomes a magnet, just like law of attraction. The more you chase, the more it gets away from you. You chase money, grows a pair of legs, runs away from you, right? But if you create that guy that's deserving of it, you're the magnet. The money that you wanted that was so hard and it was like, man, I would die for it and I just would kill for this car, starts to come after you and you're like, whoa, it wasn't ever about the money. It was about me. I had to solve who I am, become the person, and then all of those things that I wanted externally just came. Everything you want in this world is already on this earth, but your world is your brain. The earth is the logistic, it's the physical. You can create that, but it's you. It's a you now versus the dream you.
Do you manifest? Like, do you do any of that?
I think I have manifested my entire life without realizing that what the word meant or that I'm going to manifest this. Mm-hmm. I never specifically said that, but I've done that exact thing without realizing.
I remember being a child and walking by Lincoln Center and she would go, look, 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 while she was like smoking her cigarette, like, one day you're going to be there. And I remember thinking, like, what is she saying? And then it's very beautiful when things come full circle. But I do believe that you do have to find a way to manifest them.
Do you think you manifested this role in some way?
I did. Wow. By really wanting it. That desire to grow, to sort of shatter whatever glass ceiling I felt like I was falling under, was growing more and more, you know, as the years went by. And I wrote a list a couple of years before booking Emilia Perez. I wrote a list with my team and I said, well, these are the top five directors that I would love to work with. And like, I think that Jack was in the top three.
I did the same bullshit that you guys probably have been doing. I am a profitable trader. I am a six-figure trader. I am making $10,000 a month, but I'm not. Okay, but what that does is that trains your subconscious mind to start thinking that you actually are that type of person. And then from there, because you think that you're that type of person, you start taking the actions that that type of person would do. So when I started doing this, yeah, the first day probably didn't perform the best. Second day still probably didn't perform the best. But after weeks and weeks and weeks of doing this over and over and over again, and pretty much convincing myself that I was a profitable trader, I started trading and using risk management, you know, actually taking actions on my setups, on my strategy. When it said, like, look, everything is saying enter, I would enter. I wouldn't be afraid to enter. A lot of you guys are lacking confidence within the market.
Stop telling the story of your past and start telling the story of your future. Stop believing in your past, real or imagined, and start believing in your future. Stop romancing the past and let's start romancing a future. So the unlearning process then, you know, 95% of who we are is a set of memorized behaviors, emotional responses, unconscious habits, hardwired attitudes, beliefs, and perceptions that are automatic like a computer program. So if we're in a program, then we're unconscious. So in order for us to change, we have to become conscious of our unconscious thoughts and the story and the narrative that we tell and those memories. To become familiar with how we speak or how we act and become so conscious that we don't go unconscious to that behavior.
The law of attraction needs to be explained very clearly in the following way. Again, this has to do with outmoded definitions. Most of you have been taught, if you've been taught anything about the law of attraction at all, that you have to be a certain vibrational frequency to attract certain things that are representative of that vibration. And that is not incorrect, but it is an incomplete definition. It is an incomplete understanding. This is how the law of attraction actually works. Okay. You understand that you have already a core natural vibration that represents the unique you that you are. That core frequency beams from you all the time, just like a lighthouse beacon. You can't help it. You're always radiating that core vibration that represents the true natural you. Everything that is in alignment and is reflective of that core vibration is doing its best to get to you. Everything that is not representative of that core true vibration is doing its best to get as far away from you as it possibly can. The things that are out of alignment with your true vibration that seem to still stick around is not because you're not attracting what is in alignment, it's because you're not letting go of what is out of alignment. Everything that is attempting to get to you that is in alignment, if it's not coming to you, it's not because you're not attracting it, it's because you're keeping it at bay with your beliefs. So the idea of the law of attraction is not that you have to learn how to attract, it's not that you have to necessarily be the vibration of that thing in order to attract it precisely, though there is some truth to that, but more fundamentally the idea is just stop keeping away the things that are trying to get to you that are representative of your true vibration and stop holding on to the things that are not representative of it. That said, the law of attraction is really all about just letting go and letting in.
If it's already in your head and it's in your heart, it has to come to life. I don't think God gives us ideas for them to just stay dormant inside of our bodies and inside of our thoughts. We're supposed to let them out. That's one. Two, I have a board next to my bed of all the different things that I want to do. And some of them, even still, I have like reach and everything. I'm always like, can I do that? Can I do that? Can I make a movie? Can I write a movie? Can I, like, I want to do all those things. I'm going to do it. I'm literally about to produce my first film this fall.
The Bible says a man is as he thinketh. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you. If you say all men are dogs, you're gonna meet every last one of them. I'll never be rich, you won't. The moment you change the frequency that your tower emits, different things come back to you. I'm telling you this how it works. It is the law of attraction, it is real, it is nothing fake about it.
The law of attraction says if you put out a vibration, it's going to come back to you. Well, that's great. But let's say that you have a transmitter that has like 10 watts and you turn it on and broadcast a transmission. It goes out 20 feet and then that's it. You need a powerful transmitter, which means you need a big, powerful, active hippocampus. And if you don't have it, that means no matter what you do in terms of I'm sending out a positive desire into the universe, you're not broadcasting a strong frequency. It's weak, therefore you're not going to attract much. But if the hippocampus is bigger, then you can broadcast that frequency. It's 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times, 100,000 times more powerful, and now because you've broadcasted a powerful frequency of what you desire, the universe gives it to you because they can hear it.
Like attracts like. You have to understand, you are a magnet. Whatever you are, that's what you draw to you. If you're negative, you're going to draw negativity. You're positive, you draw positive. You're a kind person, more people are kind to you. So you're like a magnet, you know. And you got to understand something about like attracts like. If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. This is so true. You've got to grab the... You got to create dream boards. You got to put the new car up on your mirror. Put the weight you want to be on the refrigerator. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. That's the law of attraction. That's what you bring to you.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.